When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The Secret Cabinet.
Welcome to another episode of The Secret Cabinet. I'm your humble translator, Travis Dow. And hey, check out the links in the show notes. We could really use your help. And visit podcastnik.com for all the news and stuff we've been up to lately. Like the nose of a big man. The great Michelangelo Lodovico Buonarroti Simoni, better just known as Michelangelo, did not always have it easy. People constantly had something to criticize his works for. Even before one of his greatest works, the sculpture of David, was unveiled in Florence on June 8, 1504, people had already whined about it. The right hand of the nude is too big, the neck too long, the left leg too large, and his left butt cheek, no, that just won't do at all. And when the statue was set up in the Piazza della Signora, it was even pelted with stones by adolescent hooligans. The anger was probably more directed at the city's ruling aristocrats, not so much to the artwork itself, but the city was forced to set guards around the clock to protect the work carved out of a single giant marble block. But even the representatives of the city had something to gripe about when it came to Il Gigante, as the statue was called in the vernacular. In particular, the powerful magistrate Piero Soderini, who despised the nose of the statue David. This was far too large. According to an anecdote given to us by the biographer Giorgio Vasari, Michelangelo is said to have risen up on his ladder, knocking on the stone until Soderini was satisfied that its nose was much closer to life-sized. Now, in fact, Michelangelo did not change a thing about the statue, but secretly took up some marble dust in his hand and only pretended that he had chiseled the nose and let the dust trickle down. According to the historian Paul Barolski, however, it could have been something completely different. In the slang of the 16th century in Florence, the word nose was also referring to a different body part of the male anatomy. Now, this thesis is certainly debatable, because at least this body part is definitely not over-proportioned on the statue David. Still, the figure's nudity was not uncontroversial. Michelangelo was ordered to cover the genitals with 28 copper fig leaves. I mean, the ones on the statue. These stayed there until 1550, after which the people were supposedly morally fit enough that they could take them off again. The statue has gone through a lot after that. When the exiled Medici forced their return to Florence in 1512, there were violent riots during which a bench flew out of a window of the Palazzo Vecchio and smashed the statue's left arm. Giorgio Vasari, a fervent fan of Michelangelo, collected the fragments and preserved them. After the rule of the Medici was finally secured, he gave it to Cosimo I in 1543, who then had the figure restored. But time itself has also left its mark on the figure. Weather, and especially bird excrement, put it in a state that finally the statue was donated in 1873, and it's now in the Accademia in its own domed space. But even then, only after 30 years of tough negotiations. In 1991, someone used a hammer to chisel off individual toes from the figure until he was overwhelmed by the security guards. But also the creator of David suffered some injuries. The best known is his face. As a young student of art, he made fun of the incompetence of his classmates. And finally, one of his comrades, a certain Pietro Torrigiani, lost it in 1490 and punched Michelangelo in the nose hard enough that it broke and was never quite the same again. Now, this time I do hope that they really did mean the nose and not some urban dictionary term for. Anyway, check out all our projects on podcastnik.com, especially our new YouTube show, Past Access, with Pete Coleman, and consider supporting the show. We definitely need your help. More info is on podcastnik.com. For the creator of the show, The Boodler, I'm your humble translator, Travis Dow. With a very big nose. Ta.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.